Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are transmitting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is Tuesday, the 6th day of March 2012. On this Tuesday edition, we're going to be here for the next 3 hours. We have David Icke. Love him, hate him, certainly an icon of opening up your mind and not trusting the system. He will be joining us in the second hour today to talk about Iran, the open world government, and 2012. Bruce Fein, who is the chief advisor on policy to Congressman Ron Paul, presidential candidate, will be joining us for 1 hour in the third hour. And I will take calls for both men today. In the balance of the time we have here, Obama shifts location of G8 summit from hometown of Chicago to his Camp David retreat. That tells me they're looking very strongly at having the war with Iran. That's a high security facility and area during that period, just like they launched the attack on Russian-held areas in Georgia during 888 when all the world leaders were together in China for the Olympics. They tend to do things like this only when there's about to be a war. In fact, Camp David is the number one alternate government site after D.C. And then number two site is, of course, alternates between Site R in Maryland and Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado, there in Colorado Springs, and that ties into an underground government complex. The real long-term NORTHCOM command center government is in Colorado, but their alternate meeting places, the underground shadow government system is based in Colorado more than anywhere else, but it's got constellations in Maryland, in Virginia, in Texas, in California, and many other areas. But I'm getting into COG technicalities. The point is, the fact that they're moving it to this high security facility with underground railways under it and the rest of it. Oh, am I supposed to know that? That got the NSA going right there. The fact that all of that's happening there and that they're going to have all the world leaders at Camp David means get ready for something big. And there's the headlines here. Benjamin Netanyahu declares war. That's basically what his APAC speech was on Iran. Headline, Israel reserves the right to strike. My supreme responsibility as Prime Minister of Israel is to ensure that Israel remains the master of its fate. I thought fate's like bad connotation. You mean master of its destiny? You notice all this is happening as the world hurtles into depression, as world governments openly announce. This giant war that's being prepared is the political distraction. Is the political distraction that they need to clamp down domestically. And it's going to help the mullahs as well. They want to hold on to power. They don't care if their country gets bombed or wrecked. That will actually keep them in power. And, hey, Iran is up to the Iranian people. I don't dislike Iran. I admire their science and culture. Same thing with Israel. People are people. And I just want to get the parasitic elites that all behave and act the same out of control of our society. And how is that going to happen? That's going to start to happen when we start being involved in the political process and really being wise and informed and involved. The people perish for lack of knowledge. And evil people love war. It is the health of the state. It is the health of tyranny. War is the health of oppression and despotism. It is the health of the strong man, the king rat. All right, that's only the tip of the iceberg. Homeland Security, now going to be on the campuses. Just huge news today. It is all coming up. Big news from the campaign trail as well. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the man sitting in the Oval Office said that we're no longer a Christian nation in June of 2009? Did you know that he also said after 9/11 America didn't live up to its ideals? And while speaking in Egypt, he said, you might say that America is a Muslim nation. No wonder he says the Holy Quran, but never says the Holy Bible. What country is he talking about? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is going to be an incredible transmission today. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Tuesday. The 6th of March, 2012, David Icke on the Open World Government 2012 and more will be joining us in the second hour. Always interesting, always thought-provoking. Bruce Fein, the head policy advisor, chief policy advisor to Congressman Ron Paul, constitutional lawyer par excellence, will be joining us coming up in the third hour. We'll have open phones for both men. Okay. Wow. All over the Washington Post, all over the New York Times, all over everywhere, they're saying, yeah, we will kill citizens overseas. The attorney general says, and we have the power to kill citizens here domestically, but we won't right now. So it's just part of the acclimating you. Yeah, you heard due process was important, and if government starts secretly killing people, it's a problem. Yeah, you thought the bill was bad for secret arrest. Well, actually, we'll just kill you. And so the media is kind of like, hey, the corporate whore media is like, this is pretty good. Actually, this is how they keep us safe. Anybody who they say is a threat to the state or the president in any way, to national security, and that means mega banks ruling America and looting and robbing us from every angle, anybody that tries to dislodge the criminal enterprise that runs our country in any way is a threat to the nation, because the nation isn't America anymore. It's a banker holding. We're kind of like a person that a vampire keeps in a closet to just go in occasionally and have snacks on. It's like that movie Coma or something. They just use us for, you know, body parts for the empire. They have us all jacked in, just slowly sucking our blood at their leisure. And so that's what's going on. And now I've got all these articles where they're like, well, yeah, we won't just secretly arrest you. We'll kill you. We'll secretly arrest you in America, but not kill you in America. But if you're a citizen overseas, anywhere, we'll kill you. And we'll bomb any country we want, worldwide declaration of war. And you heard Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, who ran the anti-Bin Laden program and could have killed him in 2001 and 2000 and was ordered not to, say that Anwar al-Awlaki is a FBI asset. Now, of course, that's even in Fox News. That got leaked. The Pentagon did not deny it a few years ago. AP Fox News picked it up and just dryly said, you know, Anwar al-Awlaki was Pentagon dinner guest with the Secretary of the Army. And of course, he was born in America. So was Adam Perlman. Of the five leaders of al-Qaeda, who they jockey and say who's number one, four of them were born in America and on record trained at Langley and just absolute intelligence operatives who in American production quality videos say, we're going to attack you dirty Americans. I mean, it's so ridiculous that it makes your head spin. The underwear bomber. The Fort Hood shooter, the Times Square bomber. I mean, look this up. And you heard Colonel Schaefer say yes yesterday. That's all true. And again, he's a credible, well-known, best-selling author, government think tanks. He's telling you this. Imagine what he's really thinking. Imagine what the rest of the good people in the Pentagon who are compartmentalized, people like Fletcher Prouty was, who was exposing the fact that the government had killed Kennedy. He was the in the type of position that Colonel Schaefer was. He was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA and black ops, running assassinations and overthrows worldwide. They literally told him, you're going to the North Pole this week, and you're not to be in contact with any of your sources for the next 2 weeks. And he never had that happen. He went, oh. And they're like, yeah. They had troops ready for riot control that day that went on alert that the president hadn't authorized the day before they kill him. I mean, it just goes on and on. The Secret Service pulling security off of him, saying you're going to go in the open car, pulling the security off. I mean, it goes on and on. They even had a Secret Service agent, you can look him up, in Chicago, who went public the week before and said they're going to kill you in Chicago when you're motorcade, and that's why they had to pull out of Chicago. They were planning to kill him in Miami. He says in his deathbed confession, E. Howard Hunt, who was the, you know, Ethan Hunt of Mission Impossible, the writers of that back in the 60s, the TV show, it was based on E. Howard Hunt, who got a sniper in World War II and just had, you know, kills off the chart and everything else, and was the head of black op murder squads. I mean, overthrowing more than 10 countries, and would go in and command forces, killing people, killing presidents, killing prime ministers, overthrowing. And he's like, yeah, Kordmeier came and of course, it was being run out of the White House under LBJ. And the COINTELPRO attacked and said, he's saying LBJ didn't go higher. No. In the command structure, the quarterback, or really the coach, he said I was a bench warmer commanding it. In that operation, knew that his chain of command was to the president. Of course it goes above that. That just shows how straw men attacks are built. Remember, we drop huge bombshells and break them here. There's always attacks on it to discredit it and attack it because they don't want the public realizing how powerful these jewels of information are. They don't want the people knowing just how huge all of this information really is. But I digress. They are now saying that, yeah, we'll kill Americans and secretly arrest Americans anywhere in the world except the U.S., and we'll secretly arrest you here if we want. Now, I later learned, and my office was contacted by G20 Security a few years ago when Rob Dew was up in Pittsburgh, and got arrested. We were contacted. We checked the number in the phone system, called them back. They confirmed, but wouldn't come on air, that when we linked to the video of protesters and troops in uniforms jumping out with no insignia, grabbing people, you can just type in snatch and grab at G20. Same thing happened in Canada. Same thing in England. They grab people and shove them in cars. And I said on air, that guy looks like a role player. Turns out G20 security called me from the number and wouldn't say who they were other than the first name and said, that was G20 security, not U.S. military. And that was a simulation, but that's all we're going to tell you. And because they wanted it put out, it was a simulation. But why all over the world now at these G20 events and other events do they have black vans pull up or Crown Vicks pull up with people in military outfits to grab you and throw you in a vehicle? They're priming the pump. It's a beta test. Can we start pulling up and grabbing people? It's all an acclamation. Now, we found out who was out there, and since I've learned, it wasn't just State Guard. It was also National Guard at the Kite Festival, troops used for crowd control at Texas Kite Festival. Now, this is a giant Zilker Park, hundreds of access points. There's no way you're going to stop terrorists from going in there. A terrorist just drives up and shoots the troops if they were a real terrorist. It's not CIA or Mossad or other groups run, British intelligence run. Remember, we always forget, in Basra, you guys get me a water, please. Thanks. I'm scratching throat. In Basra, thank you. In Basra, they caught British Special Forces in 2006, dressed up with fake beards, posing as Wahhabists, driving around shooting Sunni, police officers and others to get a sectarian war going. They were caught by the Iraqi police. This all happened. So this is what full spectrum dominance is. You have to create the enemy. Now, continuing, I know I harp on this a lot because it's everything. We're told give up all our rights, all of our liberties, change our whole way of life. The big news is they're moving the G8 summit from Chicago to Camp David because it is a black site, a secret government site. I mean, the surface level structures are on record, but it is a continuity of government COG, number one designate, auxiliary Congress meeting, cabinet meeting facility. The real shadow government command base is Colorado Springs / Denver complex. Just to give you a factoid there from our deep research, but that's all on record. Just details are classified. That signifies that they do think war is going to happen with Iran. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. Kind of like somebody takes the safety off, puts a gun to your head. They're intending to pull the trigger. Are they going to change their mind the next 5 seconds politically? Maybe. Netanyahu's given his American-Israeli affairs speech, and it's basically a declaration of war. He says, my supreme responsibility as prime minister of Israel is to ensure that Israel remains the master of its fate. And then meanwhile, all over the country, TSA is showing up at bus stations, highways, train stations, and groping and grabbing and teaching everybody that there's total federalization, unbonded, unsworn, not even peace officers. They're not even federal out of their jurisdiction. It's just total lawlessness. Just like Obama launching war without Congress, Colonel Schaefer had to admit, he said it is treason. It is illegal. Just on its face, 100%. It's like, is it legal to grab a kid out of their front yard, tie them down on the road, and run over them? Yes, it's illegal. Is it illegal to walk up to somebody you don't know and shoot them in the head with a shotgun? Yes, it's illegal. I mean, there's no debating that it's illegal. Launching wars against Libya, launching proxy wars against Syria, all of this without congressional approval, totally illegal. TSA and Homeland Security are now going to be on campuses nationwide advising students and professors about threats. Oh, we're just here. We're just spies. We're just here to get everybody paranoid and create a spying grid. It's all the Stasi system. And TV screens going in Walmart saying, watch your neighbor. Blimps flying around, 30,000 drones. I remember 7 years ago when they first saw the robotic dragonflies. I thought I was crazy when people were reporting it. And then later, 6 months later, oh, yeah, those are Homeland Security robot dragonflies. I mean, we're not in Kansas anymore. Here it is, Big Sis and DHS move on to campus. It is not a federal occupation. It's a banker occupation through the puppet government.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The National Defense Authorization Act empowers the U.S. military to operate on American soil. They can arrest American citizens and cart them off to detention centers anywhere in the world, basically turning the entire homeland into a battlefield and allowing the military to arrest individuals and detain them indefinitely without trial. Now, this violates every aspect of a free society by denying Americans their constitutionally protected right to due process. How do you think the average American is going to respond?
The same way they responded at the Kent State massacre when National Guard troops were used to fire live ammunition on students who were nonviolently protesting the Vietnam War. The American public was outraged.
The military is here to defend us, not to prosecute us and arrest us and throw us in jail. I think it's a sneak attack by Congress and people to, you know, counter the movement on Wall Street.
These people are saying that the passing of the bill, basically it means to them that the Rubicon has been crossed, that this means America will become complete and possibly irreversible a totalitarian military state.
Well, then our only hope is some defective armed force members.
I think that's our only chance, is the military needs to enforce our Constitution, and our congressmen are trampling over the rules that were established over 200 years ago. And that's the whole problem. There's too much corruption in the executive branch and in the congressional.
What would you say to active military who might be told to enforce this bill?
Listen, I'm a veteran of the United States Army, 31 uniform, airborne. And I'll tell you what. Very simply, we take an oath to protect this country from threats both foreign and domestic.
It's not good. It's not healthy for our democracy, for the American Army to be involved.
For those people who say that, oh, it could never happen here, it could never happen to us, those are called the famous last words. Many times throughout history, situations have happened where governments have turned their military against its citizens. You know what? History repeats itself. If that eventuality does happen, you have to remind yourself that these are your brothers and sisters and neighbors and people you went to school with. And remember what you're truly fighting for. It's for our Constitution, not for these puppets who are actually our servants who have run amok.
Now, Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, recently appeared on the InfoWars Nightly News, and he warned people that we are now at the point where all that will save liberty in America is another American revolution.
But really, you should see this as a declaration of war against the American people. That's how we should see it. We need to stop this right now. If we don't, Alex, I do believe that there will be no recourse except another revolution. Otherwise, we are going to be lost. We will be put in the same position as the Founding Fathers were in 1775.
I want to tell the military and police, the globalists are going to sit offshore and watch you get chewed up in a fight with the American people. It's very important that police and military really make a decision now which side they're going to be on.
The military, you're right. Choose now whom you shall serve. Either you are, I'm talking to the military out there especially, either you are a son of the Republic and you will defend the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, or you are a traitor to your country and you are nothing but a lowly dog, an obedient dog to the powers that be. Choose now whom you shall serve.
There's a lot of constitutionalists out there who are in such an uproar that they're saying that this bill places us in almost exactly the same position that our forefathers were in when they were forced to take up arms in defense of liberty back in 1775.
Well, to those people, I would say it's a culmination of things that have put us in that position, and I would agree that the architects, the great and highly intelligent architects that constructed our infrastructure, the way we do business and the way we do politics and the way we live here in America, they would turn over in their graves and they would be very ashamed of us and how far we've let this go.
Indefinite detention without due process leaves citizens without the legal protection of the Constitution, and it strikes at the very heart of the essence of U.S. law. It is positively shameful that any elected representative would even consider voting for such an assault on so sacred a fundamental value as the right to due process. I'm Darren McBreen for InfoWars Nightly News.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth. A lie! No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect. An ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
A surprise Saturday night, sold out Megadeth Motorhead concert here in Austin, to be out there filming it, because I was going to have some clips of that cut into the big interview I ended up doing yesterday with Dave. Hour and a half, super in-depth, giant news making. I play this and he goes, yeah, I want to dedicate this to my good friend Alex. And Dave just dropped by the studio. He's leaving now. And it's just amazing to know how many great people out there are awake that are prominent. But I tell you, of all the different celebrities I know, Dave is super smart and incredibly in tune spiritually to what's going on in the world. But I told him one of my favorite Megadeth songs, or songs period, is Angry Again. So let's crank it up right now. Angry at the New World Order. Yeah!
Slide of hand, quick interchange.
News and information, the image is so clear, the threat so obvious that I just throw a fit. It's really a form of laziness, but I am too close to this sometimes, but we all are, and we live in the present. The past is forever the past. The future is hurtling towards us. We've got to fight tyranny while the sun still shines, because the sun is setting. A great time of darkness is upon us, but it has to get dark for people to recognize what good is again. We have to go into bondage, just like Israel did over and over again every time it turned its back on God, to discover the blessings. And if the people will repent and change their evil ways, if you don't believe in God, this is corruption, this is decadence, this is silliness, this is laziness, this is madness, what the elites are doing with fission fusion reactors, Hadron colliders, nuclear weapons, neutron bombs, antimatter weapons they admit they've developed, but details remain classified, San Francisco Chronicle, AP. You know, we cover that in New World Order, Blueprint of Madmen. By the way, that's free on the web now. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers got it first last week, but it's free on the web. Hope you appreciate it. I don't think it's pearls before swine. Some folks are like, man, don't release this right now. Only have it on PrisonPlanet.tv, and we'll get a lot more members. Then you could actually pay to hire more people and do a bigger, better job. And I'm like, I understand that school of thought. We try to have both worlds where the members get it first, get it in higher quality. We have our own system so we can't be censored. But I would rather reach hundreds of millions of people online with the films than just be a pure subscription system and, you know, reach a few hundred thousand. And it wouldn't even be a few hundred thousand if I didn't let people share their passcode with six people to do it. But it's a side issue. If you want to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member and support us, it's 15 cents a day. We have a 15-day free trial running just perpetually, so you can go check it out and take advantage of it. All the films are there. My book, Paul Watson's book, 9 years of material. In April, it'll be 9 years. Everything. Expanded extras, expanded stuff that's not on the DVDs, every TV show going back 5 years now, old TV shows I did 13, 14 years ago. Like, I've got a program soon. We've got to go through all the tapes, a new program I want to launch. Once a week is clips from old shows from, you know, 15, 16, 17 years ago. But there is PrisonPlanet.tv. We do have David Icke steaming towards us. He'll be with us in T-minus 40 minutes, 40 seconds. And then, of course, Bruce Fein, the chief advisor for the campaign on policy, chief policy advisor, Bruce Fein, constitutional lawyer, about the cartoon-level tyranny. Now, again, they're announcing all these unconstitutional powers and trying to implement them. But fully implementing them is another story altogether. But I got to tell you, they are actually getting a lot of it done. And it's horrifying. I wish I would have done more when I first woke up. I wish I knew then what I know now. I wish people understood how much danger they're in, and that cowering to this ensures. It'd be like if you were in the Carpathian Mountains 300 years ago and a pack of 15 wolves was following you. I'll assure you that if you just grovel in fear and let it paralyze you and collapse, you know, down in the bushes, they're going to come and eat you. But if you try to climb a tree, try to get to high ground, try to make a fire, try to find a cabin, try to find other people, you're gonna make it. Or at least die trying. But if you I've seen this a lot in, I know you've seen it in crime videos they release out of shopping mall parking lots or security camera inside stores or people's houses, where men and women will collapse in fear of just a person in their house who hadn't even pulled a weapon out yet and will do what they say. And I don't think of myself as somebody special, but I actually have been mugged repeatedly in Dallas. And let me tell you, they ended up getting hurt real bad. And call that reckless, but I couldn't do anything but automatically feign that I was listening to them and then assaulting them with ferocious, high-powered, destructive, bone-crushing delivery. Because that's what, I mean, that's what I'm designed to do. You've got to have that in you as well. Believe me, I got my butt stomped plenty of times. I'm not the toughest guy around, far from it. There are people out there so fast, so mean, that it'll make your head spin. Who are these people here today? What are we turning into? I've told the story 50 times. I won't tell it again, just in brevity, but I come out of the bathroom. A woman's choking. She's turning blue. This has been going on for 2 minutes. Everyone's saying like parrots, call 911, call 911. They've all got their cell phones out. This is like 10 years ago. And I start saying, do the Heimlich maneuver. And they're like, no, police, ambulance. No. It was all these men like, like these metrosexual men and these women like parrots going 911, 911. I mean, that's the essence of everything, just chirping 911 over and over again. So I said, no, I'm going to do the Heimlich. And by then she's like starting to get on the table. So I get over there like, you're going to get in trouble. Be careful. Are you licensed for this? And I, you know, do the Heimlich a few times. She was a little bit overweight. I actually had to pick her up almost. Boom, coughs the bread out. But the point is that out of a restaurant, I mean, there had to be 25, 30 people in that wing of the Le Madeleine restaurant. And I don't tell that story over and over again because I'm a hero doing a Heimlich. It was nothing. I mean, if I'm choking, I want somebody to help me. I guess I know how to do it on a chair. I guess if you're by yourself, I know how to do it on babies because I've got children. And I took, when I was swimming at the YMCA back when I was a kid, I took the basic fire department one. And when I had children, the first thing I did was go, you know, refresh myself on the internet with how to do it. I even thought about going out of the fire department and taking one of the courses to refresh. I should have. I didn't. Because I wanted to know how to resuscitate my children if they were in the water. I wanted to know how to do the Heimlich on a baby. And there's different ways. You just put them on their stomach in your hand and then, you know, kind of bump them that way. There's different ways to do it. The point is that that's weird. I've learned that I would want to know how to give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. I mean, I know how to jumpstart a car. I want to know how to jumpstart a person. That's like weird nowadays. That's like, whoa. You know, you call 911 for that. Well, sorry, 911 on average takes about 11 minutes. Sometimes the cops do a great job and show up in 30 seconds. But I want to know how to do the Heimlich. I want to know how to do mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. I want to know how to jumpstart somebody's heart. Hit them in the chest if I need to, if mouth-to-mouth doesn't work. And my country is dying in front of me, too. And I'm like, I don't have the power to resuscitate this republic. You've got to get awake. You've got to get upset. You've got to realize how much danger you're in. It's on record the government shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and kill thousands. Hundreds on this side. But they got corrected yesterday in some comments. I've been saying three Border Patrol, three police officers for like 2 years. It's like 10 now, conservatively dead, from those guns traced directly just on our side of the border. Over 200 U.S. citizens estimated. Thousands. The Mexican government estimates 2,000. I think that's conservative. Of the 40-plus thousand traced directly to guns shipped in by the ATF. They didn't just let them leave the store. That was the cover. They put out in the news the limited part when it came out in federal filings. So they said, we'll just give them the smallest part and make it all about that. It's a basic psychological warfare. I had Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer on yesterday, who ran the bin Laden program trying to kill him, who was blocked twice from killing him. And he said, I agree with you. They're letting terrorists attack us and funding terrorists so they can take our liberties. This is a guy who has had the highest security clearances you can get. Part of prestigious government think tanks, correspondent on all the big networks. And he point blank says, no, you're right. The elites are funding it so they can take our liberties and Amarillo, Lockheed, without me prompting him, is a FBI asset. And that's why they had the staged killing of him. They didn't kill him. He's been sheep-dipped. Just like he was Special Forces. Oh, they died in a helicopter crash. Yeah, right. Changed their identity, everything. That's declassified. They've been doing that since the 40s. In fact, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut at that point. But the issue here is that it's a fact that four of the five leaders of Al-Qaeda work for the U.S. government on record and were born here in the United States. And you're like, well, so there isn't Muslim extremism? Of course there is. Who do you think commands them? They'll find people that really do want to blow stuff up and hurt people, but they're almost always led by British, Israeli, U.S., or Saudi forces who all stand to gain. You got to love it. 15 of the 19 hijackers are from Saudi Arabia, but we attack Iraq. And now they're announcing TSA all over the country. And it's in the news now. People are like, wow, how did you know this? It's in Forbes. It's in Dallas Morning News. They're just everywhere. I'm getting calls every day now. Oh, my gosh, I'm in this town of only 20,000. And there was TSA out there on the street corner directing the police. Oh, my gosh, I went to a middle school basketball game, Alex. We're talking 200 people. People send me the videos. They're all over YouTube every day now. Not every week. Now it's every day. And they come, and there's like regular army with sidearms at the basketball game in New Mexico or Connecticut. And then I see the photos on the Marine Corps site, the local base, or the Army site. It's, you know, always different. And it shows always like a three-year-old opening their Hello Kitty bag, and the troops are searching it like it's cute and fun. And they had the Texas Guard and National Guard. The only press release we could find, but we talked to some others, it was National Guard there as well, directing people and reportedly checking things and putting kids on school buses. And they're like, oh, you're just being paranoid. They want to take you to a FEMA camp. It's a drill for that. What's to acclimate the troops? Everybody, that, yeah, we drive buses. We put kids on them. You know, we take kids in. They're part of a community program, helping the poor kids. All sounds reasonable. Until you read Army Times, until you read all these mainline publications where they said, we're just getting to know the public, Stars and Stripes, and we're like 4 years ago. We're just letting everybody know we're here to help them with our assets. And so Jaws of Life cut somebody out in South Dakota. Helicopter flies 100 miles with the Jaws of Life. Army helicopter lands, cuts you out. It's on the news. Army helping. Winning the hearts, and we're being acclimated for occupation. And it says in the articles, they're acclimating us in a friendly way. And then, you know, in the same article in Army Times, what it was, Brigade Homeland starts term, and the date, they actually pulled it out of there like a week later after we made a big deal of it. But it had the colonel in there going, yeah, we're here to help, Jaws alive, car wrecks, drunk driving checkpoints, and sadly it's got to be done. We're preparing to pull triggers on the American people. Pull triggers. It got saved on the web before they removed that part. But then I was given in 98, because the FBI pulled up Mike Hansen. It's in Takeover. He was driving up to Waco to do a roofing job. He had a construction company on the side, along with doing camera work for me, volunteering like once a week or so. And he also worked part-time sometimes. The point is, Mike calls me. I was doing my daytime show. It was in daytime and nighttime. Then he says, yeah, there's Army out here searching Greyhound buses. And then the FBI pulls up and comes over and says, get out of here. Here's the press release. Stop trying to videotape this. It's national security. And it turned out they gave us a secret document. By the grace of God, the FBI guy's like, get out of here. Of course, Mike didn't go. There's footage. You know, first the police come up and say, get out of here. Was it Sergeant Smart? Thought that was funny, like out of a movie, the name of the police officer. Was it Captain Smart? The point is, and they start parking dump trucks in front of them just so we couldn't see it or not. It was a drill. And then a year later, the 2 years later, we're in urban warfare drill, and the troops come up. They've got Marines, Army, you name it. And they come over and they go, turn your cameras off. This is in Belton, Texas. You're not supposed to videotape this. And I said, I'll videotape. And he goes, you, it's you. Because he'd seen the film, I guess. You're not supposed to videotape me. I'm EOD and all this stuff. But anyways, the document they gave us on the side of the highway said classified, restricted. We're here, you know, with your police departments everywhere. We're here to counter respond, you know, 365 days a year, you know, 7 days a week, anytime. We're here for whatever you need, warrant service, bomb disposal. Folks, they've got troops raiding houses everywhere. And the chief of police was in here a few months ago, and he's like, the world would literally have to be ending to have troops in Austin, Alex. Really? Arde Zavala? Okay, then. Why are there National Guard and state troops, state guard, out there at the Kite Festival? Pow!
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Folks, wait till you see this Dave Mustaine interview. I was going to release it like Friday on the Nightly News, but I'm going to take our time and release it next week. Because he said he talked about a lot of stuff in this interview he's never said. And it was his idea, you know. It's going to be powerful. Okay, continuing here. Let me just read to you the headlines that are here in front of me in this short segment. Troops used for crowd control at Texas Kite Festival. Footage shows guard troops loading children onto school buses, and there's a whole admitted program to take kids during emergencies using the Army, and we've got links to all the mainstream articles about that, just all to acclimate everybody, including the military. And we get the internal documents. It's about war against us, but, oh, the troops have been here before. Big Sis and DHS move onto campuses. Surveillance operation on campuses, Homeland Security, actually recruiting students to spy on each other. Go read that, Infowars.com. Forward Star Telegram, some say re-election fears is driving gun sales in Fort Worth and elsewhere. Here's a NBC report, nationwide, even topping the record sales of last year. And people say, we know the government's criminal, we don't trust it. So, hey, good luck, military, if you follow these orders. Just know this, when they blow up your bases or whatever and say the Ron Paul supporters did it, you better believe that the criminal banks that run the country did it. They're trying to get us to have a civil war. So get your cameras rolling quick when the feds attack the military or federal bases, because it's not going to be the American people. You know, you're an American, too, and you're about to lose your whole future. We've got them checkmated, though. Even if they go ahead with all this, we have damaged them so bad, exposing their whole program, that people already think we're psychic because everything we've talked about is coming true. Imagine if they go to the next phase and everything comes true like we said. I mean, don't you get it? We loaded time bombs into this thing that aren't explosive. They're info weapon. They're not physical. We're devastating you, and you know it. And the more you do what we said you're going to do, the more you are going to be exposed. But they're committed. And so the die is cast, the collision course. Netanyahu to Obama, Israel deserves the right to strike. Goes on to say it's his supreme responsibility as prime minister to Israel to ensure that Israel remains the master of its fate. I always call him the president. He's the prime minister. And Bibi's declaration of war on Iran is another good article breaking it all down. Very serious information on that front. And again, what really signifies they're going towards war here is that they're moving the G8 from Chicago to Camp David, which is a continuity of government site. They do not want this out in the open. And that shows me they like to launch wars while these conferences are going on. And so that could be it. The White House abruptly announced yesterday that it had scuttled plans to hold the upcoming G8 economic summit in Chicago and would instead host the world leaders at the presidential retreat in Camp David in Maryland. It was an unusually late location change for a large and highly scripted international summit and came with little explanation from the White House. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, the former White House chief of staff, who personally lobbied President Obama to have the summit in Chicago, was informed only hours before the announcement. That's May 18th and 19th. Man, I'm telling you, this is hardcore. Wow. And later I'm going to go over this with David Icke when he joins us. 15 potentially massive threats to the U.S. economy over the next 12 months. The big one's the Iran situation, the collapse of Spain, the disorderly Greek default. State and local governments are imploding. I mean, it's just crazy. Another big article out of ABC News. Green firms get Fed cash, give execs bonuses, fail. Yeah, all by design. Just pure criminal looting. Eurozone economy shrinks to fourth quarter as recession fears mount. It's a depression by design. That's just some of what we're going to be going over coming up. Also, FBI is looking at probes of News Corp all over the world, not just here. I'm telling you, the FBI run by arch criminals, Obama, engaged in treason. We have high-level army officers on saying, I'm sorry, it is treason, it is illegal. They're guaranteed risking his name, life, everything. I mean, that's what it is. You're seeing absolute lawlessness, and now they're talking about arresting Rupert Murdoch to shut down the media. And it's bad news.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.